Good evening. I'm so glad you join us. Good Friday service, both in sanctuary and online. In your bulletin, you may find a small paper, two pieces of paper. The front line, you may see forgiveness. Good Friday, it is all about God's forgiveness, God's unconditional love. You can read it. Christ is like a love letter from God, who is willing and able to forgive us when we come close to God. So, on the second piece of paper, you can write down something you want to ask for God's forgiveness during the service. And at the end of the service, you may take this off and fold it. And on the way out, you can find a bowl of water. It's a soluble paper. If you put this into water, it will dissolve. It will be gone. Just like God's forgiveness. So during the service, you can write down. And you can also use attendance note to write it on it. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. So now let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross so that he might draw the whole world to himself. Grant that we glory in this death for our salvation, may also glory in his call to take up our cross and follow him. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sing together, Were You There, verses 1 and 2.
Friday by Christina Rossetti. Am I a stone and not a sheep, that I can stand, O Christ, beneath thy cross, to number drop by drop thy blood's slow loss, and yet not weep? Not so those women loved, who with exceeding grief lamented thee, not so fallen Peter, weeping bitterly, not so the thief was moved. Not so the sun and moon, which hid their faces in a starless sky, a horror of great darkness at broad noon, I, only I. Yet give not o'er, but seek thy sheep, true shepherd of the flock, greater than Moses, turn and look once more, and smite a rock. Thank you. Our scripture reading today is from Isaiah 53, verse 1 through 3 and 7 through 12. Who has believed what we have heard, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. And as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him at no account. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. But by perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken from the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. And when you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will allot him a portion of the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of so many and made intercession with the transgressors. It's the word of God for the people of God.
is the day we remember Jesus, full of divinity and full of human. He was humiliated, tortured, and hung on a cross, and finally died for us, for our salvation. And we have the picture, even from the book of Isaiah, 600 or 700 years before Jesus Christ. He was oppressed and afflicted. He bore the sin of many. And we call that Good Friday. Good Friday. How can it be a Good Friday? The origin of this terminology is not clear yet. Professor Lawrence Stuckey at Wesley Seminary, he said, it might be a corruption of an English vocabulary, God's Friday. God's Friday. I think that makes sense to me. Good Friday is a common name among English and Dutch speaking people. It is a day that proclaims God's purpose of loving and redeeming the world throughout all the time, and the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a day that is good because God is drawing the world and us close to God in Christ. And the Gospel of John speaks aloud that God is in control. God is not dying on a cross. God is in control on the day Jesus breathed the last on the cross. God is not making the best out of a bad situation, but was working out God's intention for the world, winning salvation for all the people. So we call it good. Because when we look backward at the crucifixion through the lens of Jesus' resurrection. A great theologian, William Moltmann, he questions about pain, hatred, suffering, and injustice of the world, saying, are there hope? Are there hopes for us and the world, which must be answered in personal and social-political terms? When I read his question, I felt aching in my heart, especially when I wrote this sermon. I felt aching in my heart because it is my question, and I assume it is your question as well. Can you still find hope in this world? During this Lenten season, we had a sermon series on the people around Jesus in his crucifixion. The disciples, the council of Sanhedrin, Pontius Pilate, and Roman soldiers. And we tried to find ourselves in those stories. And at the same time, we remember Jesus suffering on his cross, I see myself and all of us suffering on the cross with Jesus. In this pandemic world, over 500,000 people in the United States alone got killed by the virus. And what about the families, friends, and the communities who lost their beloved ones? And millions of people lost their jobs and cried out with concerns about how to bring meals to their table and support their family. And all of us, I miss people, our Wesley people, getting together, having donuts in the fellowship hall, shaking hands, and giving a hug, This high level of stress and tension appears violence in our community and the country. More of gun violence almost every day this week. Racism, sexism, hate crime, and many others. And many experts said we will be experiencing PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, from the COVID era. Then can we still find the hope among us? It feels so dark. Not knowing what will happen next. We don't know what will happen next year. We don't know how to respond to the changes and prepares for the next. For me, it is like, what's going to happen to church, our church? Can we have our vitality? We love our church and we have variety, so many kinds of ministry. And can we have our vitality back 1 year from now? And how? And a lot of things have changed. And how can we navigate our ministry to continue the nature of the church and demonstrate the love of God among us and beyond our community? And I see myself, Jesus, on his cross. And I see myself in disciples as they witnessed Jesus died on the cross. The disciples. Some of them ran away. Some of them hid in the upper room. And some of them pretended as if nothing had happened. Does this somehow speak to you? Do you find yourself in those disciples? And do you find hope? And we read it from our reading, scripture reading. Yet, one thing we know about Jesus' crucifixion is that we know Jesus made victory over death. Jesus died on the cross on Friday, but we know Jesus would rise from the dead Sunday morning, which means hope, peace, victory, life, and salvation over the things that oppressed us. And that makes us down and small. And we know it. And we believe in Jesus. That's why this God's Friday can be Good Friday for us. As we have our faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ speaks aloud that evil does not have the last word. And this pandemic is not the last in our lives. We will get together in Jesus Christ and love. We will do our ministry and have our vitality back. And we are the people of Easter, the people of victory, people of Jesus' resurrection. And the resurrection comes only through his crucifixion. So we remember this. It is not a story that happened 2,000 years ago. It is our story in our time. My story and your story with Jesus Christ. That's why we can find home in Jesus Christ. Yes, it is Friday, so dark. Friday, but we know Sunday is coming, and we have hope in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us sing together the old rugged cross, verse 1. On a hill far west, an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering has shed. And I love that old cross, where the tears had met, for a world of lost sinners was slain. Let's have a moment of silent prayer, maybe 10 or 15 seconds. Centering our heart, asking for God's guidance, forgiveness, and all the wisdom. In hope, let us go out in the name of the one who created us. In peace, let us go out in the way of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In love, let us go out in healing presence of God's Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God is willing and able to accept us and forgive us and empowers us. Amen.